Okay, Jackie, what'd you think?
There was just one line missing. You know what it is. It's the same one that was missing last year. It's that one where he's talking about the balanced budget, and he says, and I'd like to thank the previous administration for the tax increases that positioned us to be in the right place so that we'd have the tools we needed to do this. Other than that, it was on target with a lot of good stuff about our city.
There's always been the question about the mayor, you know, was he up to the task of running a city, the whole nine yards, based on, so we are here, we are at the halfway point. You always have more of a public policy type Democrat, very thoughtful, less partisan, really about the bricks and mortar, meat and potatoes of the city. How would you rate the city's performance so far?
Well, I think there was a big learning curve, and there's been progress. You know, we all know public safety is a critically important thing for a city, but I think what all of us would have said 2 years ago was it's not the only thing. And we clearly heard tonight that there are at least four things, it sounds like, that are pretty critical to the success of a city. And clearly he has begun to understand that and has really broadened his focus beyond public safety to the rest of the things that help make it work.
If you had to give him a grade tonight, what would it be?
I'd probably give him a B. I mean, I'd give him a B. I think he's really learned a lot on the job. On the job training is a pretty powerful thing.
All right. Jackie Needles, thank you very much. Let me ask you, Tamara, downtown Indianapolis, you heard the mayor tonight. What you think?
Well, we're excited. He did an excellent job, and we love the commitment to economic development and downtown and making this city the best city it can be.
Downtown, the city's got challenges, financial. Can the city economically grow to get where it needs to be?
Absolutely. I mean, we have a lot to offer. We have a good product, and with a committed team, there's a bright future.
All right. Tamara, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Let me ask you, Jenny King, City County Council member, Republican, your thoughts on the mayor's address tonight?
I thought it was wonderful. I was sitting here just thinking, what a great time to be living in Indianapolis. I'm fourth generation Indianapolis. I've lived here my whole life, and I'm never could be prouder of all the good things that have been started and are being worked on and going forward.
One of your Democratic colleagues, Jackie Needles, said earlier that the mayor gave a good speech, but the one thing she was hoping for was that the mayor would say thank you for the 65% public safety tax increase from a couple years ago that made all this balanced budget and all these things possible.
Oh, my. Well, I will never say thank you for a tax increase, but I'm thankful in the sense that that wave of the voters being disappointed in that got Greg Ballard to be our mayor. So that's what I'm thankful about.
Obviously, the mayor spent a lot of time talking about, you know, the inner city of Indianapolis, that for a lot of people it seems just been neglected for so long. How do you think that works maybe for folks maybe not in the middle of the city, out in the township area?
Which is right where I'm at. So, but I think we understand we need a strong downtown. We want a safe downtown. And then the suburbs where people, a lot of people live and work downtown, it just helps that be stronger. So it's a balance, but I understand what he's saying. We need a strong base, and then it emanates out. So.
All right. Jenny King, City County Council Member, Republican, thank you very much.
Thanks.
Oh, yes, you do. I just want to know what you thought about the mayor talking about, you know, inner city education and all those issues that seem to get you guys' attention down to concerned clergy.
Well, one thing, here's my position. This is all of our city, and like it or not, he's all of our mayor. And I think that everything that he said, there's nothing you can really disagree with, because either he did it or he didn't. It's either the facts are there to back him up, all the statements he made. It's only one issue of concern that I'm going to pray about and look at, and that's the township consolidation issue. And I don't really have a view on that right now, but that's the only part of his speech that's going to take some legislation to get that done.
Well, one of the things the mayor said was having town poor relief taken over basically by health and hospital. You know, they're already out in the community. The community obviously supports health and hospital. Otherwise, it wouldn't come out in droves, you know, for the hospital and the Wishart referendum.
But usually health and hospital are fining you for health issue.
That's part of what they do. But they also, hospitals, administration, you know, clinics, and the whole nine yards.
Yeah, but when you're talking about administering funds to the poor, you know, there has to be some kind of personal understanding of that person's situation. And, you know, that's debatable. We can talk about it. But when you're talking about the poor, you know, I'm a pastor. My Bible says the poor you have with you always. And it tells me how you're supposed to treat the poor. And that's the way I'll approach it, you know. And hopefully the churches will be able to partner and still do what they do through their churches and their organizations and other non-for-profit and faith-based organizations. But, you know, that's something that really needs to be thought about. Because when you're talking about somebody that needs their rent paid or being homeless in a 24-hour basis in an emergency situation, are they trained to make those decisions that quickly? You know, that's my only concern.
Right.
As long as the poor is helped, you know, I just want the people that need help.
All right. Pastor Willoughby, thank you very much.
God bless you.